Yeah, we're talking to Rodney Moss from Osborne. He is the head coach of the Osborne shooting sports team. And Rodney, you went down to Kansas Trap Shooting State Tournament, first time being sanctioned for the Osborne High School team, and you got 15th out of 82 teams. Sounds like everything went very well this weekend.
Yes, it did. Way better than I expected or dreamed of from a bunch of first-year shooters, but they put their heads in it and they did their job.
Well, Rodney, there's 160 sanctioned schools in the state of Kansas, and Kansas Trap Shooting State Tournament, June 14th and 15th down in Wichita. First of all, tell us, how do you become sanctioned as a high school team?
Well, as a part of the U.S. Clay Target League, very simple. You just go on there, sign up, and form a team. You have to be class certified as a coach and head coach, and all your coaches have to be class certified, which is a safety program they have. And then just recruit members, and each member signs up on their own shoot.
Well, Rodney, there's a group at Beloit, group at Ellsworth, Southern Cloud had one, and now Osborne. You're very fortunate, Osborne, with the trap shooting team and being the coach down there. Tell us a little bit about the Osborne Gun Club and how good it is, and how you go out there and practice and get better.
Well, the gun club was at the airport years ago, and it had been abandoned, and Katie Licks and I was sitting in her office one day, and she said, you know, I've seen this about shooting sports, and I think we ought to try that here. So we was able to lease it from the city of Osborne and raise enough funds to put a new trap thrower in there and voice calls, and just started from scratch and build it up. And the kids, try to practice two times a week. And stuff. It's kind of their choice which night I give them an opportunity, because there's so many other functions going on that I want to make sure they have opportunity to do it.
Well, Coach Rodney Moss from Osborne, trap shooting team, tell us what is entailed in the Kansas Trap Shooting State Tournament down in Wichita this weekend. What do the kids shoot? What kind of guns? What kind of firepower? How many targets?
Well, John, they're all shooting whatever they want. It's 12 gauge or 20 gauge, your trap loads, your target loads. There was a lot of parents that got there yesterday and grandparents that was kind of shell-shocked at how big this is. There was 914 registered shooters there yesterday with 81 or two teams, and it's Tent City. They couldn't believe it comparing it to state track. They said this is way bigger, and we had a little rain delay yesterday, but they still got the event in time. And they shoot 50 targets in one session, and then they take a break and shoot another 50. So they shoot a total of 100 targets yesterday.
Well, Coach Rodney Moss, Osborne trap shooting team, there's 38,000 kids that are participating in trap shooting across the nation. Obviously, kind of an unknown is Fort Hays State, how good they've been winning the national championship, I believe, 3 out of the last 4 years. And trap shooting in Nebraska is probably the hottest sport besides volleyball. Kind of talk about your kids yesterday and some of the kids that really performed well and how they performed.
Well, we was led yesterday by Austin Ramos from Downs. He shot better than he's ever shot before, scored a 98. And then followed by Preston Wagner from here in Osborne. He shot a 91. Then we had a couple 90s and an 88 or 87. Our kids all performed real well.
Well, Rodney, what's up next for the Osborne Trap team? And if kids want to get a hold of you or continue to find out about trap shooting, particularly in Osborne, who do they need to get a hold of and what do they need to do?
Well, they can get a hold of me, and about everybody over here knows me or knows how to get a hold of me, or Katie Licks. And through the school, Coach Blair and Principal Wilson, Coach Tiernan, they all know me and know how to get a hold of me. It's something that is growing. It's probably the largest and fastest growing sport in the nation right now, from what I hear and see. It's a phenomenal sport. You don't have to be the strongest or the fastest or anything, but it does teach good eye-hand coordination and concentration. That's the keys to it.
Well, Rodney, we're very proud of the Osborne young men and women that shot state trap, and we know that Beloit's had a successful trap team for quite a few years, and like I said, over 160 schools certified in the state of Kansas. It is one of the hottest sports in the state, and for sure the nation. Don't know if it'll ever be sanctioned by Kansas State High School Activities Association, but certainly states around us, Missouri and Nebraska, have state trap shooting, and you got to be proud of Osborne and your kids and what you've done so far in your first ever trip to state this weekend.
Oh, very, very proud. I couldn't have asked more of these kids. They just went down there. They acted with respect to everybody, total discipline, and just shot the lights out of things. Couldn't be prouder.
Well, Rodney Moss, congratulations, and just keep me in touch. And when will your next competition be?
Well, the league is over for this year. There is a fall league, and some of the kids have showed interest in doing it. And I do this for the kids, and so if they want to do it, I'll be there for them. There's no state tournament or anything with that. It's just within conference, and I'm there if they want to shoot. We'll just keep shooting and practicing over the summer and winter, and just to get better for next year.
All right, Coach Rodney Moss, Osborne Trap Shooting Team. Congratulations on a great effort at state this weekend, and keep us and Katy Country listeners informed in the future of Osborne Trap Team.
You bet. We will do that, John. Thank you.